Good evening, everybody. Mazel tov to the Nisaimim and to everybody. The Medrash understands the Perek Aneshes Chayol, the end of Sefer Mishlei, as referring to the Torah. And one of the Psufim in the Aneshes Chayol that we sing every Friday night, we say, Mimer Chag Tovi Lachmo. The Gemara has a comment that often, Dibrei Torah ani memokam echad, ashir memokam achir. Let's say, for example, you learned all of Gittin from cover to cover, and you think you know everything about Gittin, Hilchos Gittin. There's a Gemara in the first Perek in Yuma that has a chiddush about Hilchos Gittin, and never appears anywhere in Gittin. Tosfos was kind to us, that Tosfos in Gittin quotes the Gemara in Yuma. It's the same Hilchos Shabbos. Shabbos is gigantic, 24 prokim asecha Shabbos. You can learn Shabbos from cover to cover. Then there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Dalet, that has a Chiddush in Hilchos Shabbos, never appears anywhere in Masechah Shabbos. Tosfos on Shabbos was kind enough to quote that Gemara in Sanhedrin. So you don't have to learn Sanhedrin. It's a wonderful thing to learn a whole Masechta. If you just learn, the rest of the Yeshiva learns 30 blot, 40 blot, whatever. If you only learn part of the Masechta, you're missing. You won't fully understand what you learned. Even if the Rebbe is going to explain from today till next year, you're still missing. The more Gemara you learn, even from other Masechtas, the more everything will make sense. So it's a wonderful thing to complete the whole Masechta. There is a Tosefta in Masechet Sanhedrin, where the Tosefta says, when the Rebbe is giving a Shira Gittin, and one of the students raises his hand, he asks a question about Hilchos Mikvos. It has nothing at all to do with Gittin. So the Chachamim say there in the Tosefta, he has to apologize for wasting everybody's time. He has to apologize to the whole group, all the students, say, Shaloki Inyan Shalti, had no right to ask that question. Reb Meir disagrees, and he says, you never have to apologize because everything is interconnected. Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. The Chachamim also agree, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. But still, he shouldn't have asked the question of Mikvos if they're giving a shir. If they're learning Gittin, shouldn't have asked the question. But the principle they all agree to. Everything in the Gemara everything in Torah is interconnected. The Gemara learns out, if you have a pasuk by the Mishkan, Atzi Shitim Omdim, so the Gemara learns out from that pasuk that you have to hold the Esrog and the Lulav, Gedera Kedilos. We always learn Midin Echad L'Haveiro. That's a Mamatzinu, even though the Chumash only writes a din in one case. Any case that's sufficiently similar is going to have the same thing. The Gemara says, Kol HaTorah Kula, the way we learn today, we don't know how to use the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hizben. In the days of the Amaroyim, they really didn't know. The days of the Rishonim for sure, they didn't know how to use the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hizben. The only Midrash they knew what to use was a Mamatzinu, to be Medamim, Bilsa L'Milsa. When I was a student in the Yeshiva, Rav Shach was writing his letters, and they were hanging the letters up in the Beis Medrash. Rav Shach has, during his lifetime, he himself published a collection of various letters that he wrote. He wrote the letters to all the students and all the yeshivas at large. So he has several letters, and one of the vibes, several letters where he repeats the same thing. That in Europe, in all the traditional yeshivas, they used to cover a lot of Gemara in the course of the year. They didn't just learn 5 blot, 10 blot. He complains about the fact that they only learn 40 blot a year. Today, it's halavai if they would learn 40 blot a year. How many people learn 40 blot a year? So it's a marvelous thing, a wonderful thing that you finished Gittin. And every year, we should all have this attitude. Whatever Gemara we started in the winter, we should finish in the summer. Finish in the winter. We should make more siyumim. That's what you say. Yehiratzim, at the seal. Yehiratzim, we should be Messiah many more Masechtas. And by learning more Masechtas, the Masechtas that we learned first will be better understood. Mazel tov again, and I apologize why I'm leaving now. I'm sure the rest of the drushas are going to be very significant, but I have to go to this engagement party of my grandson. Mazel tov to everybody.
Thank you, Hashem, for those beautiful words of Dibbe Grappa, Moscow again, Mishpacha, Yisrael on his engagement. family should only know Simcha and Bracha. I'd like to now shift our focus and give Hakaras HaTov to our amazing night Seder staff, to the Rebbeya and Shol Yeshivu. Our Night Seder Rebbeim, they give so much of their kochos to the Night Seder. They create an energy. They create a zone where people want to be there. This is the place. Where else are you going to be at night? The Rebbeim create a momentum and an energy that's infectious. And our Night Seder is beautiful. You go into the Beis Medrash. I don't know how many other yeshivos are like this. You go into a Beis Medrash, and it's roaring. It's roaring with Divrei Torah. It's a packed Beis Medrash. People are learning and asking shailos. It's incredible. And so much of that energy comes from our Netzer Rebbeim pouring in their kochos and giving it their all. So as a Hakaras HaTov, we want to really thank Rabbi Adam Brash, Rabbi Josh Fagan, Rabbi Nathan Gans, Rabbi Nathan Mermelstein, Rabbi Yonah Rabinovich, Rabbi Yitzchak Radner. You know, when Moshe Rabbeinu counted Klal Yisrael in Sefer Bamidbar, so he didn't just go up to Mishpacha and say, okay, how many people are in this Mishpacha? He didn't go up to a group of Yidden standing together and say, okay, how many numbers do we have here? Every individual is counted. Every person, as the Ramban explains based on the Medrash, passed in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he recognized each and every one. And that's our encounters that the Night Rebbeim have with the Talmidim. Each and every one is important. Our Rebbeim Bechlal do this. They're machshiv every Talmud. That interaction that every member of Klal Yisrael had with Moshe Rabbeinu, it might have been a temporary interaction, but it elevated them. Each person saw their worth and their significance be recognized by Moshe Rabbeinu for those moments. And our Night Seder staff, they pour individual intention to each question as chashiv. Each question is important. Every Talmud matters. Whether it's on the Gemara or it's a question off the Gemara, every Talmud matters. And although Baruch Hashem, most of the Night Seder staff is remaining, we do have two members that will be going on to other communities to be mashpia upon them. And again, although their time here was temporary, their interactions were only for a couple of years, but the impact they had on every Talmud, to elevate a Talmud, to be machshav a Talmud, that impact you will feel and that endures. So we want to thank especially by Adam Brash and Rabbi Menachem Gans, who will be heading off next year. And thank them for their hard work. We know the communities that they are heading to are very fortunate to have them in their midst. I'd like at this moment now to call up the Knights of the Rebbeim. I want to give them as a token of our appreciation, a sefer too, for them that they can take. Rabbi Yonah Rabinovich. We have two svarim, one for him, one for his son. You decide which. Our fearless leader, Rabbi Yitzchak Radner. He was here a second ago. Guess he had to step out. Oh no, he's just refusing to come up. Okay, you can't hide, I'm sorry. Rabbi Josh Fagan. And his son Yaakov. Rabbi Menachem Mermelstein. And Rabbi Menachem Gans. Okay, at this time I'd like to ask Rabbi Moshe Kaplan to give a little presentation for our Hakaras HaTov. After Yetz Hashem, all the celebration, after the meal is over, people should feel free, the assignment, to go over to the side. We have the Sfarim stacked up, and you can take a Sefer. We have a beautiful, beautiful Sefer on next year's Libud Brachos for the Misaimeh of Gittin. We thank Rabbi Reichman for his generous contribution for that. And we also have for all the Makor Talmidim, a beautiful Rabbi Jonathan Sachs Sitter, an amazing parish on Tefillah, that they should all feel free to take a copy afterwards in celebration of their accomplishments. Right, Cap?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hello, hello, hello. It is an honor to briefly address the Rabbanim and Talmidim during such a simcha. I am Rebbe to the Makor College experience here at YU. And I would like to wish a Mazel Tov to all those being Messiahim here tonight, with a more specific Mazel Tov to the students of Makor for completing Pirkei Avos and the first two Prakim of Gittin. The Makor program learns Limudei Kodesh from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. in classrooms across from yours and in the base Medrash. You might see us at Minyanim around campus or having Chavrusas during Night Seder. At YU, we see that integration of Talmidim with special needs is not superficial, but meaningful and substantive. I'm asked constantly by my own students and by others why we spend such a small amount of time each day in the Beis Medrash. Certainly, a more quiet and controlled environment would be more conducive to our level of Limud Torah. But I answer the question by saying that we go down to the base every day because we're part of a yeshiva and the energy of learning alongside others is contagious. At Makor, our goal is in learning is not a certain number of pages, but rather filling our neshama to its capacity. Disability does not preclude the ability to connect to Hashem, and what we appreciate above all is the opportunity to continue to thrive amongst our peers in the yeshiva. The openness and the warmth shown to anyone who walks through the door is a credit to all who learn here. Again, a heartfelt Mazel Tov and thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Now is an opportunity to hear from the Talmidim themselves. Talmidim who themselves are Messiahim to now be Messiahim the Masechta. So we're going to call up in order. Eitan Chasman is going to read the final lines of Gittin, and then Rafi Kreitman is going to read the Hadron and the Yeratzon. And then we have the opportunity to hear from Rabbi Joel Schreiber. Rabbi Schreiber is the Chairman Emeritus of the Reed Sport, and for many years now, Rabbi Schreiber has taken upon himself to learn the Masechta that the Yeshiva learns. And to make a siyum with the Talmidei HaYeshiva every single year. And it's a tremendous zechus to have Rabbi Schreiber with us once again this year. So we're going to ask now Eitan to please come forward and to read the final lines of Masechet Gittin.
I want to congratulate everyone on working hard all year, whether we finished or didn't. We put in a lot of hours and a lot of time and a lot of hard work, and Mazel Tov. I don't know if I should be doing this because I didn't learn Masechet Yoma or Tosfos, so I didn't really finish. To hear the last few lines. So we're talking about when you're allowed to divorce your wife and when you're not allowed to, when it's good to, when it's not good to. And the last few lines are about a pasuk in Malachi that's basically reprimanding the Jews about the way they treat their wives and the way that they divorce them. So the pasuk says, Ki sane shalach, which is not translated at first, and then it's argued about by Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan about what it means. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer, he says, Im saneso shalach, if you hate her, send her away. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not what the pasuk means, it means Sandui Hamishalef, the one who sends her away is hated. But so it seems to be that they're arguing about what the pasuk says. Is it hated to divorce your wife, or is it a good thing to divorce your wife? So the Gemara says lo pli, they don't argue. Habzug Rishon, Habzug Sheni. So when Rabbi Yehuda said that it's a bad thing to send her, when Rabbi Yehuda said it's a good thing to send her away, that's talking about the second zug. And when Rabbi Yochanan said to not send her away, that's talking about the first zug. Why is this true? The Amar of Elazar, because Rav Elazar said, "Kol Megarish Ishto Rishona Afilu Mizbeach Morid Alav Timos." So anyone who divorces their first wife, even the Mizbeach is going to cry tears. So we quote the Pasuk in Malachi again, Shneemar, the Pasuk says, V'zos she'nis ta'asu, this is like the second thing you do, because we're being rebuked for all these other things that we've been doing. Kasus dima es Mizbeach Hashem, Bechi va'anaka. So this is the second thing you guys have done. You've covered the Mizbeach with tears, tears and weeping, and anaka our sighs. So me'in od pinos elham mincha. So Hashem's not going to turn anymore towards the mincha. V'lakachas ritzon biyadchem, accept korbanos willfully from you. That martim, and you guys are going to say al ma. Why is this all happening? So Hashem's going to answer al ki Hashem he'i bincha. Hashem's going to testify between you, ubein eshes nirecha, and between the wife of your youth. Asherata bagadata ba, that you like rebelled against her, v'hi chavertucha v'eshes brisecha. She's your friend, and she is the wife of your covenant. So we have to, I mean, I guess the Gemara is telling you that we have to take our only wife in our relationship with her very seriously and love her and do the best we can into fostering the best relationship with her and never give up on it, really. Hadron alaf amagarish v'sleep alaf masefiket.
Hadron alaf mazakas gidin v'hadra chalat. Daita alaf mazakas gidin v'daita chalat. Melonis shemi nam mazakas gidin v'losish shemi nam. Lo ba'am adim lo ba'al ma'asek. Hadron alaf mazakas gidin v'hadra chalat. Daita alaf mazakas gidin v'daita chalat. Lo sis shem minan mizakas gedin lo sis shem minan lo ba'am adim lo ba'am adase. Harif not an idol, he knew as the base of Sacha, if he knew, if he was Amka base Israel, and Yanak knew it's had Zainu, it's had Zainu base Israel, Kalani of Desha Mecha, Vlom de Sora Sacha, where Vaithi Hakminu, Miso Sacha, Kilam, he lee. He lee be some of Kakal, Manlo, Evosh, Lola, Milo, Eshkak, Kudeka, Kibam, Kisani, Ruch Ata, and I, Amdin, Yukaka, Amin, 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 Salvad, Modu, and Akhnu, Hanaka, and I, he knew, hey, was Zainu, Samta, Halkinum, Yoshi, Besa, Midrash, Lo Samta, Halkinum, Yoshi, Kronos, Shanu, Mashkim, Himashkim, Anu, Mashkim, the Divrei Torah, Behemashkim, the Dar, and Talim, Anu, Amil, Mehimamil, Anu, Amil, Makam, Sakhar, Behemil, Mehim, Makam, Sakhar. Anuratim behem ratzim anuratim lechayil on abba behem ratzim ber shachas shachas shenem baratayil him toridim leber shachas anshe damim mirma lo yechzu yemeim bani yeftach bach yirtzom lofanecha aranai elohayish kishim shazartani l'sayim mesechtos mesechtos gin kin tazrini l'haskul mesechtos svar machirim l'sayim bilmu l'lamin vishmur l'asos l'kayim es kol divrei sachtak samotor esecha b'yavo v'skos kol atanoim v'hamuraim tamir hakamim yam odi l'zari shol tamo shatorah mipi mipi zari v'zerach zari ad olam is kayim bi bisalecha telchelsach v'shach bach shishmur lecha akitosi hi sisichecha ki bi yirbu yamecha yosifu lecha shnos kayim orech yamim v'yamina v'smol v'shir v'chavod anonai hozli amoytein anonai v'rech samo v'shalom.
Could you sit down for just 2 minutes? I know some of you I've met before, but the fact is, for me, it's a big deal coming here tonight. This is the eighth year that I've celebrated the Siyum with the students. So I've really gone to 8 years. I've gone to college twice already. Just coming up here, and there were 2 points I wanted to say. I'll make it quick. I understand there was a Siyum on Pirkei Avos, correct? Right. So there was something I wanted to point out to you about just learning Torah and maybe a twist on a Mishnah. In Perek, the sixth Perek, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah 4, it says, Kachi Darka Shel Torah, Paspa Melech Tochal, Maimim Surat Tishta, Valoretz Tishon, V'chayit Tsar Tichya, V'toras Ato Omel. Not a very pretty picture. You know, you're going to not have much to eat, you'll live on the ground, and it doesn't sound very good, does it? On the other hand, if you were to punctuate these sentences, and this comes from a sefer that my father-in-law, Irving Buhner, some of you may have seen the sefer or not, Pirkei Avos, but he gave lectures on Pirkei Avos for many, 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 many years. And this is what he did with this particular Mishnah. He said, many people in this world, and you know people like that, they spend their whole time working for money, working for this, working for that. They don't spend enough time on Torah. And their mind is completely taken up with whatever they're doing. And they worry and worry and worry. They can't sleep at night. The stock market is up, the stock market is down. Who knows what's going to be tomorrow, right? So he said, this is the way to read this particular Mishnah. Kachi Darko Shel Torah. Pas Bamelech, you'll eat just plain bread and salt, comma, but tochal. You'll be able to eat it. Your mind will be quiet, and you won't have problems with your stomach and all the rest. Mayim Sura, yes, you won't have that much to drink, but tishte, when it comes to drink, and you'll be satisfied, you'll be happy. Ba'ala Oretz, yes, you may have to sleep on the ground, you'll sleep in hard places, learning Torah, etc. But Tishon, you'll have a clear mind, you'll be able to sleep at night and get up in the morning. And finally, he says, V'chayei Tsar, sometimes it's very, very difficult, learning, spending all those years learning and spending away from family. But he says, the last name is Tichya, but you'll live a good life doing what you're doing. And finally, he says, U'batorah atom elmel, because that's what you're going to be doing. You'll be learning a Torah. Ashrecha b'toglach, and then it'll be good for you, the Olam Hazeh, and the Olam Habo as well. So that's one insight into the value of learning Torah and what it does to your life and how it changes your life from day to day. Second thought I'll leave with you, and that's it. And I think this applies to all of you sitting here now. You know, at a bris, we say, Zeha Katan Godol Yeh. I mean, what's the big... If he's small now, of course he's going to get bigger. That's what we figure, right? Why shouldn't he get bigger? So what do they mean, Zeha Katan and Godol Yeh? So I think this came from the Rav, frankly. And he said that in Bereshis, when Hashem created the world, he created it with First it says it created two Maoros, and then it says he created a larger one and a smaller one. Why the sudden change? Because the moon came, the Medrash says the moon came, and complained, how could you have two owners, two Balabatim? There should be a big one and a small one. So he said, okay, you're the smaller one, and the sun will be the bigger one. And the difference between those two is that the moon reflects what the sun shines on it. It has no power of its own. But the sun is the one that creates everything. So what's happening is, as a child, you're a katan, and you reflect what everybody tells you. You're learning. What they tell you to do, your parents, you do. That's what you're supposed to do, hopefully. But as you grow older, then this katan is becoming a gadol, meaning like the sun. You'll be able to create ideas for yourself. You'll be able to understand the world better. You'll be able to do more in this world. And each one of you, I think, have reached the cusp of that time. You're at that age right now where you're ready to go into that area of being able to create for yourself, learn for yourself, understand the world, and learn Torah and bring it to where it's supposed to be. And you will become that Zeh Katan, but each one of you is Godol here. Each one of you, I expect, will be a Godol when time comes. With that, if you can rise, we'll say the Kaddish. Yiskadah v'yiskadah shmei rabah. Yomod yivrach v'asidlach skadatah. Ulyach yoyim ha'yisrael ha'sakhi yisrael l'chai omo l'mechnei kartad yushalayim. Shachlola hekhola v'gavei. Umeka pofono v'nikro min aro l'asvo. Pulchono v'ishmaya yastro v'yam l'chkotchu v'richu. Ulyach usay yikorei v'yatzmech v'konei v'korei v'shikhei v'chai yichona v'yam yichona v'chai yichona v'chai yichona v'chai yichona v'chai yichona v'chai yichona v'chai yichona May Rabbo Barak Yolam Omeo Maya, Yis Barak, Yis Tabak, Yis Barak, Yis Ramam, Yis Nasei, Yis Adar, Yis Alev, Yis Alol, Shmeid, Vut Shah, Brichuri, Yelo, Mikol, Vachasav, Yishir, Asah, Teshvuch, Asah, Nechem, Asah, Damirim, Yol, Mov, Yimru, Amen. Ad Yisroel, Rabbana, Val Tamidon, Akol Tam, Yisrael, Tamidon, Val Kol Mond, Oskim, Bereis, Adibiyas, Vadein, Vachiv, Asar, Vasar, Yehei, Lahon, Lachon, Shlom, Barab, Vachin, Vachiz, Vachin, 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 Ukonami Kodavam de Vishmai, we are Rabbi Ru, Amen. Hey, Shlomo Rabbi Mishmai, Vachim Tovim, Olenu, Valkoy Israel, Vimru, Amen. Jose Shalom, Ramab, Hubrah, Mobia, Shalom, Olenu, Valkoy Israel, Vimru, Amen.
Is everyone to find their seats? Just a couple more pieces to the program. Okay, before we go any further, I want to make sure that we give a big yashar koach and thank you to Rabbi Herschel Hartz, our director of programming, and to Moshe Nairin for both all of their work to make this program happen and really to make all of our programs happen in the yeshiva. We have an opportunity now to hear from another one of our talmidim who's going to give some divrei Torah. I wanted to ask Yomi Kirsch, please, to come forward and share some divrei Torah with you.
Rishos, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbeim, the Hanhala, and all the Talmidim. I'd like to just discuss for a few minutes just two machshavos that are going through my mind at Asiyam, and hopefully it'll serve as some sort of inspiration to keep going and being Messiah in other Masechtos. First of all, we need to be Makir Tov to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and in general, Hakaras HaTov, and reflecting back on being Messiah and Masechta. Obviously, we need to have a tremendous amount of Hakaras HaTov, that our Chelek is in the Beis Medrash, and not anywhere else, and how we're so Zoche to be blessed to be an amazing yeshiva, with amazing Chaveirim, Rebbeim, Chevra, and all the way. There's a Gemara in Brachos, yeah, it's worth clapping for. There's a Gemara Brachos, next year's Masechta, Tav Chesem Ad Aleph, that reads like this: Oy Vashem She'arim HaMetzuyonim B'Halacha Yoser Mibatei Knesios U'Mibatei Midrashos. The She'arim HaMetzuyonim B'Halacha, the great gates of Halacha, are loved more by Hashem than the Batei Midrashos and the Batei Knesios. And the simple question could be asked, what's the difference between the She'arim HaMetzuyonim B'Halacha, that they're loved more by Hashem than the Batei Midrashos? Is the Beis Medrash not a place where we sit down and we learn Halacha? There are a few answers given to this. One answer offered by the Maharsha is one which is probably familiar if you were at the first Sichas Musa of the year. And the Maharsha says that, what did they do there? They focused more on Leibah de Hilchasa, and that's why it was more Oev in Hashem's eyes, and that's what the Maharsha says. But the Tzlach gives a different answer. The Tzlach says, why are the She'arim HaMitzionim B'Halacha loved by Hashem even more than the Batei Medrash? The Tzlach says, just like there's an idea of Makom Kavua when it comes to Tefillah, so too there's an idea of Makom Kavua when it comes to your base medrash. If you walk into a random base medrash that isn't necessarily yours, you have no affiliation to it besides to the fact that you're learning the same Torah, Me'echad Ra'u Nitna, it's beautiful. Hashem loves that. But what does Hashem love more? If you have your own base medrash with your own Chaveirim, your own Rebbeim, a place where you're able to sit down, plug in, become comfortable, and be Matzliach in that base medrash. And I think the first part of what you need to reflect on when you're at a Siyum is who you need to be thankful to, and looking back at the base medrash that includes the Rebbeim, the Chaveirim, and your Chavrusas, everyone who has taken part in making your base medrash, like ours has been, a beautiful Makom Torah. The second part, besides for the Hakaras HaTov, that you need to look back and be besimcha about finishing the Masechta, is using this as inspiration to go weiter, and like we said in the Siyam, the Messiah Masechtos Acheros. One of the sources for a Siyam is the Maseches Shabbos, but the Beis Yosef quotes a lesser known source, in Orach Chaim Siman Tafresh Samach Tes. He quotes a Medrash from Shir HaShirim, quotes Pesukim about Shlomo HaMelech from Melachim Gimel, that Shlomo acquired a Lev Chacham. And Shlomo acquired a great heart and a deeper level of understanding. Vayas Olos Usvachim, Vayas Mishteh Lechol Avadav, and says the Medrash from Shir HaShirim, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mikan She'osin Se'uda LeGamrel Shel Torah. From there, from Shlomo HaMelech, we learn that you should make a Se'uda like this one for completing a section of Torah. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik asked a very simple question. If you read through the Psukim in Malachim by Shlomo HaMelech, nowhere does it mention anything about finishing anything in Talmud Torah. In fact, all it says is that Shlomo HaMelech acquired a Lev Chacham B'Navon. So what exactly did Chazal see in these Psukim that they said, Mikan She'osin Se'uda LeGamra Shel Torah? Rav Moshe Soloveitchik beautifully explained that what do you acquire when finishing a Masechta? Obviously, you're besimcha about completing the previous Masechta, and you reflect back, and you're so thankful, and you're connected to it, and you're really kona the Masechta, which we did with Maseches Gittin, but the real Iker Simcha is what you've acquired going forward, and that's the Lev Chacham V'Navo, and that's the Iker Simcha, Mikan She'osin Simcha, LeGamra Shel Torah. It's amazing that we've been able to be Messiah Maseches Gittin, but whether it's additional Siyata Dishmaya, or just practically, like Rav Shechter spoke about, we're more trained, we've seen more, and now we could go and be Messiah Masechtos Acheros with this additional Lev Chacham V'Navo, we should take that, and we should go and Amir Tzachem be Messiah Masechtos Acheros, and ultimately connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through learning His Torah HaKadosha. Mazel Tov.
Okay, Rav Osai, my job at every single year, this is, I don't know what Siyam for me, but you finish the Masechta. I didn't want to dance in the middle because I figured let the people that finish the Masechta dance in the middle. Mitzvah Shem will finish it with Dav Yomi soon. But my job is always to tee off the new Masechta. Who's doing the first Mishnah? Effie Klein? Oh, okay. So I don't want to get in the way of Effie Klein. I made that mistake before. But my job is always to try to tee up the new Masechta. Effie's going to come and learn the first Mishnah in Brachas, but to figure out why it is. Now, a group of Rosh Yeshivas sit and they debate and they deliberate for months to figure out what Masechta should follow, what are the Masechta. And you think it's just that there's a certain number of Masechtas we should learn, and they say, when do we? No. There's tremendous, tremendous chokhmah as to why one Masechta follows another. And I tried to figure out what it could be that they were thinking to follow Dafka Masechas Gittin with Masechas Brachas. Masechas Gittin is like a shmak of Masechta. It's not happy stuff. Masechas Gittin is a meaty Masechta. So many great sugyas. Brachas. What is that? How is it that we're heading into brachas? So if you look on the last daf, it really starts on Tzadi Amad Aleph. Kishem Shadeas B'Maychol Kach Deas B'Noshim. This must have been what they found. Rashi explains what this means is that there are different opinions about how much tolerance I have for mishaps, let's just say, things that go wrong with my food and things that might go wrong with my wife. Those who a fly falls in the cup and they take out the fly and they throw it and they won't drink the food. How many people here? Let's do a show of hands. If a fly falls into your food, how many of you are going to drink from the cup? The sheevish guys raise their hands. Very impressive. Okay, a few. But the Gemara says, no, Zumidas Papas Ben Yehuda, who's not Zachor Latov, Shahayanoyo Bifei Ishto Viyotze, that he took this much too seriously. He saw his wife talking with people, he locked her in the home, and he got a little bit overboard, and that's not something we should follow. This seems what he's supposed to do. The fly falls in, you take out the fly, and then you drink. And this is your wife is talking to people, is talking to her brother, talking to her family, and you leave her. But not too much. But you have a person that the zvuv falls into the food itself. Motzitzo ve'ochla. And that person sucks out the fly and eats the food. That's pashta sort of meat. But maybe we can understand that he sucks out the fly and he eats the fly. And the shaila is if the fly falls in the cholent, what's the bracha on the fly? So that's why we have to learn Maseches Brachas. Zui midas adam ra. We have to understand what to do with this fly next year. But seriously, when a person gets to the point of gittin, when a marriage gets to the point that it should be dissolved, it's generally not because, even though the Gemara says that it seems that there's a rupture of some sort, there's a Maisa Erva perhaps, something terrible that happened, but in many, many years in the real world, a divorce tends to happen when one small problem grows and it grows and it grows and it grows for years until it's intolerable. And sometimes what a couple needs to do in order to avoid that gittin is to go back to the beginning. Is not to simply try to fix it at that point, not simply try to correct it there, but to figure out how did we get here? What are we doing here? We were so in love, and now we're fighting like this. And there's an interesting correction that the yeshiva does every once in a while by going back and studying Maseches Brachos, which is the foundation of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The foundation of our relationship, the foundational mitzvahs that we use to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the moment that we wake up until the moment that we go to sleep every day, those check-ins, those pieces, that's what Maseches Brachos is. And perhaps we go back from Gittin. Baruch Hashem, it was a year of success. But there are things about our Avodas Hashem that we may have noticed over the course of the year that we have to part from, that we have to make a break from, that we seem like we're not really where we're supposed to be. And going back to Maseches Brachos, not only conceptually, but actually going back to Maseches Brachos allows us to restart. Many of you learn Maseches Brachos in elementary school, and you may not have really returned to the Masechta in earnest until now. But you're not the same people, obviously, that you were in nursery school. Now you're coming with many, many years of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of learning the Torah, and can we learn Maseches Brachos not simply as a tremendous exercise? There's great lumdus in Maseches Brachos too. But can we really learn it L'maisa? L'maisa. We should never have to come to Maseches Gittin L'maisa. But Maseches Brachos, we come in contact with every couple of minutes, L'maisa. So let's shift our focus next year. From learning in depth, which we do, to continuing to learn in depth, but to trying to ask every daf of Gemara that we learn in Brachos, how is this going to change me? How is this going to change my avodas Hashem? Next year, Mirza Shem, will be a year of tremendous growth for all of us as we dive into this Masechta that is at the core of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's my pleasure to call upon Effie to get us started. You can learn this over the summer, by the way. You don't need to wait until Elul to do this, to get a head start on Maseches Brachos.
Rishus Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbanim. It's in Tiferes HaKedama from the Tiferes Yisrael to take a page out of Yoni Kirsch's book. He says, why do we start with Brachos and why do we start the Mishnayos with the Mitzvah Kriya Shema? Because the Gemara Kedushin, which is the limud for Shechtos Kolo next year, because Gotol HaTamud Shemevi Lidei Maisa, that the mitzvahs, that we learn Torah in order to do mitzvahs, the main Talmud Maisa Minayim. We have to learn because we have to just know how to do it. So we start with Kriya Shema, because the Gemara Menachos, which the Kol HaYom learned this past year, as well as your Tani Kohen's Chabura, the Gemara Menachos tells us that the basic Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arabis. So therefore, in order to start our Maisa, our learning of Mishnah and Gemara, which is Halacha, we start with the Talmud, and which is the basic Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So the Mishnah starts off, Ma'emasai Koron Shema V'Arabis. From when, what is the beginning time of reading Zman Kriya Shema at night? Tiferes Yisrael also points out that there are four definitions of the word Kriya, and in this context it means, just like we say, Bayovel, crossing Deror, that we're calling out. And he says this is an allusion to the halacha that you have to read the first pasuk of Kriya Shema out loud, Kdei La'or HaKavana. That's the Mishnah, that's the halacha that became a Siman Samach in Shulchan Aruch, as opposed to, as he says, another translation of the term Kriya is to say like Kriya B'Sefer, but we know it's not Kriya B'Sefer because the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Tes tells us that even though Dvarim Shebach Sav, Yiyat HaRashi, Lomran Baal Peh, Kriya Shema is an exception because it's Shagar Viv Kol Adam. So the Mishnah says the first opinion, Mishash HaKohanim Nechnasim Lecho B'Sir Masan Hatzof HaShmura HaRishona Divrei Rebbe Lazar. The Rebbe Lazar says the time is that when the Kohanim are able to eat the Truma until the end of the first third of the night, this time that they could eat Truma is, the Bartanur says, Harev Shemesh, which is Seisa Kochavim. The Gemara explains on the end of Beis Amidav, going on to Beis Amidbeis, that this is based on the Pasuk of Uva Shemesh V'Taher V'Achar Yocham Rakadashim. The Uva Shemesh V'Taher is reference to Seisa Kochavim, as Rashi explains, based on the Tosefta, not Shkia. The second opinion, V'Chachamim Omrim Archat Zos, Rabbi Gamliel Omer Achiyala Amra Shachar. And as we'll see in a moment, the question is, what exactly were the Chachamim coming to add? So, Maaseh Shirbana Banav Bibes HaMishteh. So, there's a story where Rabbi Gamliel's sons came from a party, and Amar Lo, Lo Karinu Es Shema. They said, we didn't read Kriya Shema yet. So, the question was, do we follow the Chachamim, Yachak Rabim, Olach HaKar Rabim? And they really agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. And that's halacha, or Rabbi Gamliel's the right opinion that he says you have until Amna Shachar, and the Chachamim were just coming to make a siyag, as the Mishnah tells us. So Rabbi Gamliel says, Amar lahem im lo ala Amna Shachar chayavim atem likros. You are chayav to still read Kriya Shema because the halacha is like me, and the Chachamim agree in principle, they just wanted to make a siyag. And the question we'll address in a second is why Rabbi Gamliel does not hold on this siyag. And it's not just in this context. But any time the Chachamim say that we have a halacha that goes into Chatzos, the mitzvah is really by Amar Shachar. Some examples: Hektar Chalavim Veivarim. When it comes to burning the fats and the limbs of the carbon tamat shal bein arba'im, it's mitzvah sanat shayala Amar Shachar. We have carbonos that are eaten for a day and a night. For example, the carbon tota, the carbon chatas. Mitzvah san achi yal shachar. So those apply those really go on until shachar, even though Chacham say chatzos. So the Bartanura explains the Hektar Chalam Veivarim is actually not until chatzos, but in other contexts, but we say here to teach the halachas that go achi yal shachar. So why Chacham say that we only have until chatzos, could say the harchik adam in aveira. That person should be distanced from aveira. The Bartanur explains that when it comes to the carbon, the carbonos, that you show him come to eat them, and that be achi of kares and kriya shema, because you'll say I still have time, I'll go sleep, and then you'll end up falling asleep, and then you'll miss it. So the chedushei mahariyach explains on the Bartanura that Hekta Chom Veivarim, that Din does not go to Chatzos. Why is that? Because Kohanim is Rizim Heim, so they're going to make sure to offer the, to do the Hekta Chom Veivarim at the right time. And he asked, but what about the Din of Karbos Nechon Liyom Echad? Haray Kohanim are his reason, they shouldn't have to worry about it. But he says there are certain karbonos, for example, the karbon todah, that the bialim themselves eat of, and therefore, since the bialim are not necessarily zrizim, we have to apply halacha. However, the karbon shlamim is eaten for shnei yamim v'layla echad. So the question is why we don't go, decree that it should go, the chiyuv should go to chatzos hayom of the next day, as opposed to shkia. So the Tosfos and Tzvachim Daf and Zayin basis are not worried about that. Rabbi Akiva Eger explains the chiluk between Kriyas Shema and Achiyos Kachim according to the Chachamim, because Achiyos Kachim is a chum, is more chamor, because that is a mitzvah you violate. Bekum va'aseh, you actively violate it by not eating, which is interesting because this is something you're not doing. Sorry, when you eat after the zman, that's an active eser, but there is the eser nosa, which seemingly is Sheval Taisa. But Kriyas Shema is only a Sheval Taisa. The Talmid Rebbe Yonah, however, the commentary on the Rif in Maseches Brachos, explained that Kriya Shema is, while it's an Isser Sheva Taisa, the Chachamim said that once you hit Chatzos and you have not yet said Kriya Shema, then you lose the opportunity, you're not Yotze, and this is because Yesh Gach B'Yachachachachim Lach or Dovr Natar with Sheva Taisa. The Chachamim see fit to say that you're not high of Kriya Shema, so that you make sure to do it before Chatzos, before you might come to fall asleep. However, the Teferi Sisrael in Osia Beis says that the Chachamim were not gozer, that the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to say past Chatzos. Really, you can say it all night. That's what Rav Gamliel was teaching. And this is against what we just said from the Talmid Rebbe Yonah. Mazel Tov to all the Messiah Mei Maseches Gittin, and Hatzlacha to everyone learning Maseches Brachos and whatever we're learning next year. Mazel Tov.
Shkoyach, everyone. Remember to make a bracha achrona. Also, if you are Messiah, please remember to take a beautiful sefer. And if people could stick around just to wrap up tablecloths and throw them in the garbage cans, that'd be very, very helpful. Thank you so much. Continue to learn shark, everyone.
It's a wonderful, like, Mishnah-like elucidation. Really very nice.